very much. It's a great that we get some idea, international opportunity, and also get some a really funding project. What I want to share with you a little bit about my personal experience and how I work with a Asian countries. Hopefully, you can take a little bit of advice home. This is probably my goal. Technically, we work together with Gu Meng Meng from Texas A&M about this project, and we try to put everything together, and hopefully you have a whole package what's going on. So I will briefly mention a little bit about international opportunities grant, and then majorly the foreign country opportunities too. Then I teach a little bit of my experience working with Asia countries. This is probably majorly from Dr. Griffin's say a newsletter, right? This is a probably the place you can always get some information. I don't want to go too much details, but definitely they have a web page and definitely have opportunity there. You can do it. And another one is also the citizen group is also for foreign affairs is also offer some opportunities, so you can go there too. Majority of time is a Fulbright is a scholarship program is really big and all over the world. They don't have an elimination of the countries. So this is a probably. But I will think about the international opportunity. The only advice I will say is keep eye open on each issue of HS newsletter. If a member, you can do that, right? And the local this column, this is that Griffiths is here, is really bringing a lot of new information. I will not touch too much about those and continue on about foreign kind of grant and the internship opportunity. Foreign Agriculture Service and the Scientific Cooperation Exchange Program, SCEP, which is signed, USDA signed with China. And this is majorly the Minister of Agriculture. The goal is to try to exchange the scholar and face each countries. So that way they can exchange information and gain a lot of opportunities. So what they try to do is they are team and consists of 5 faculty members. Usually you go to the country for 14 days. USDA or pay the airplane airfares. And then the host country, China, will be do the rest of the arrangement. This is probably. And the majority of, they have little priority on it, but you can always squeeze it in about the horticulture, which is, as long as you get the opportunity, I don't think they have too much limitation, except you have to focus on agriculture and horticulture. So this is probably, it is cost share, you really don't get too much money, but the only thing is the international opportunity. You have a paid trip, and also the trip is funded by both government. So you can say they arrange it well, they arrange it well. So this is probably, we did a couple of years, so by the scientist, the horticulturist from this country, and the majorly explore Chinese market and the floriculture, and especially local industry. This is probably 2002, they have 5 team members faced different universities and the industry, such as a floriculture industry. This is probably the team member, and Jimmy Robbins is from Arkansas, and Gu Meng, Texas A&M, and Bi Guihong is from Mississippi State. Liu Gonghua is also from Texas A&M, and Chen Yan is Mississippi State. So they are really faced a lot of place, which is really. And 2013, again, they have one member don't have chance to go. So the 4 of them visit quite a bad place. And this is a probably. So majorly, for example, they talk about the wholesale floriculture market in Kunming. This is a group. They talk about how they can improve. They also give lectures and exchanging information, and also have a small group discussion, round table discussion about how we should. This is Gerlach from Florida, University of Florida, talk about those. And also have a big seminar to share what we're doing here in the United States and try to share the information and how much difference between US and China. And definitely they have a lot of foreign export there in China and especially recent years, the rapid development of economy is just amazing. It's amazing. So they definitely welcome the foreign expertise to get those. This is just showing the picture how they work and give them. What they did is, this is probably, they gave 27 presentation about, I think the 300 or 7 audiences is kind of very conserved, because I give one talk, one time, it's more than 1,000 people parked in the room. It's huge. It's crazy. So this is what they, and definitely the future collaboration, germplasm exchange is a, I will talk about it more, about personal experience and also training opportunity. A lot of time you do need to make sure the technology, the the way they conduct the business should be, have, can be better if you change it, especially they have a, then the good part from China, from US, and avoid some mistake. This is how this whole scene keep going. China also sponsor a lot of program, especially they try to attract the people. So make sure they get more expertise, and they do put a lot of emphasis on it. And I don't want to go all through those, because I don't know too much, even though I review quite a bit of program, because I'm originally from China. And also, I was appointed as a Lotus Scholar program by Hunan Professional Government, which is, it is a very, very, well, I think is, when I beginning go back to China, and this is the year before I was promoted and applied to tenures. So we have a big package. When I come back to my school or where I graduate, they said, can I have your package? I said, go ahead, I did. And I give to them. About years later, do you know what? He said, you are selected, you are as a Lotus Scholar, you have to come back to work with us. I have no idea what is it. I never signed anything, so they can get those. So this is a probably, those program is very strict. So have a annual report, you have to in person. And for, I remember one year, I flew back the evening before the report, and then the guy said, the organizer said, you're waiting here, I will call you. Then I waited there until my time passed. 5 minutes later, I just walked to the room. I said, it's my turn? He said, yeah, we're waiting for you. Nobody said anything. Then they said, you guys, you know, the communication is a big problem. Then I reported my staff, and one of those very high-ranked scientists and sleeping. When I started, he began sleeping. Then when I ended, he wake up. He said, you're a very good beginning, very good future, but you don't have a procedure in the middle. So what I did, I go back to slides again, I retook it, and nobody can ask questions. So everybody laughing, but nobody can say anything. But there are many things here, I don't want to share too details, but definitely you want. Those kind of things, I have to advise you. Take it or not, you have to be careful, right? I did it once, do I go back again? No. So this is a problem. Also, this China program I touched a little bit. A Japanese Society for Promotion of Science is really open to, especially the, like, I don't know why, they want U.S. people. All the U.S. people applied, they get it. And other countries have a lot of apply, but they don't have too many apply there. They have many programs, majorly for young scholars, and also they also have researchers too. So you can. The only difficult for this program is you have to have a Japanese host scientist. So you can apply. They will provide funding, they will provide housing, and this opportunity. You have to do this together to make those. So you can get more information from those. For senior research, you can do the long-term and short-term, and you can also do the, they have to be a device. You try to find a good host, the host, because the language barrier is always on. My experience to Asia country is, I don't know, since 2001, which is Dr. Wang invited me to go back to China, and I visited about 30 times or plus. It's just amazing. And Japan, Korea. I planned to go to India 2 or 3 times. You have not get successful. I still depend on my students, Ajay Liar from Iowa State, to bring me there. It's very, when you go to a foreign country, make sure it be flexible, contribute your time and energy. The reason I ask, they don't pay your time, they don't pay your energy, but you make sure you can balance about those. A lot of things is, I agree with the food issue, right? Number one issue, you have to make sure you can eat and drink. This is number one. First, if you don't have, cannot eat and drink, you get in trouble. I did it once. You cannot do anything, right? Second thing is, you want a culture. Something like in China, I located, I said, you don't want to ask what you eat. Just do it. As long as it's cooked, hot, do it, right? So this is probably, it is very, very important. And you get in Japan, you get all the sushi. I can tell you, very nice. No problem. Is I don't eat sushi here, but there I eat every day. So every day is just this kind of stuff, food. And in Korea, you have to use the soju, or this kind of the soju is very popular. You have to learn how to eat. This is kind of very, very, compared with us, what we had. Chicken filet, right? This is probably we had. It's totally different. You need to understand a lot of things, and they did is during those eating procedures. You have to, and keep yourself safe. And also, the teaching is a philosophy I always think about is, make sure teach students how to teach themselves. But when I bring those philosophy to China, it's a totally different story, right? When you talk to people, it's interesting. After the next day, everything's gone, right? Everything's gone. So you have to be careful about the teaching. It's a lot. Ideally, if you can use your native language, it would be great. English, sometimes said, hey, everybody say English. It's a lot of easy language. They say that they understand. After 5 minutes you talk, everybody don't know what they're thinking because they cannot understand what you're doing. So way of learning is very, very different. Asia country, including Japan, China, I don't know, India, they all learn by what you told them. Otherwise, they look at you. What I'm doing next? They don't have extension creativity. So just be careful. The best way is bring those. For example, if you want to eat food, bring to the street. That's it. Best way to teach them, right? They have scorpions, fried scorpions there. I don't want to show you. So, but anyways, this is everything. A lot of things you can teach people about those user meetings and a symposium. This is first Asia Horticulture Symposium Congress we did very, very young. And the second one we was planned to host in Japan, and unfortunately the kind of a lecture disaster and kicked us out. Research part is a lot of things, and I really think we horticulturalist is applied science is very, very important. Growers and consumers should be like it. My advice, if you collaborate with a world foreign country, make sure individually relationship. I think if you can have individual relationship, and then government institution is much better than by the others. So this is a problem. I talk with those people. I try to put China as a member of International Society for Horticulture Science. They know how many years, and I did. Oh, it's so many years. I cannot get it. When I talk to this guy, everything's done very perfectly. So this is a problem. And also, I work with the Korea people and about the Korea business. And if you have to, you join the team in the bed. So why we want to collaborate? They have many, many reasons and many, many things we needed to do. So since time is up, we really don't have too much time. And China is really have a lot to offer. The trice is a plant species. If you compare some area, some location, 3 times of woody plants, which is really amazing. So this is just show you the plants come to from US, from China, come to US, make huge difference, right? Tulip tree, this is what I stand there, right above the tulip. This is all the tulip tree. Nowadays, when we collect, this is Kazakhstan and border China. This is how many plants there is. So plant exploration is amazing. The mountains and offer so many plants. Those is a place I want to bring in. This is a nature, and you walk hours of hours, you get this kind of scenery. It's amazing, camellias. So technology, the plant material and the technology is really attractive to us. We really want to do that. For example, the avocado grafting, I think is really interesting, but very successful. 1990. Some technology you maybe wanted, some you don't. And like this plant is beautiful, they defoliate because evergreen, they make it look, I don't know if it's good or not, but definitely it's one way. So do some fundamental research with a exploring country collaborator is important, like USDA, Planned Hardy-Stone standard, and then basic propagation knowledge, and then basic plant sales, cultivars, make sure there are so many things you can do, but you make sure to target, teach them, work on cultivar issue, and make this happen. Education, people in the Asia country like SCI publications, everything they want. If you want educated how to make a difference, that's what is the difference, right? From a regular plant to the huge plants, amazing. So you can talk to about those plant ideas and make sure you hold them publish SCI publication. That's what they need. Breeding new plants also bring a lot of attention, especially with all this resource. Work with industry, this is probably the best way. China, the nursery industry is just the beginning, and I talk about extension a little bit, but I don't think I have time to do that. And this is what I talk about the nursery industry. Market-oriented research, make sure you do the marketing. Right? Collaboration with people, make sure you collaborate with individuals. This is probably number one, number two, and then unfortunately Professor Chen passed away. Now Professor Zhang is taking care of ornamental plants. Those ornamental plants is amazing. So the teaching is really watermelon, this is the melon, you know, is here. This is the professor who did those apples, and this is a citrus, persimmons. It's just amazing. Promote horticulture, field of horticulture, this is probably the best return, and we really want to do. Extension, U.S. have great system, but China, and it's not yet. They have a seed propagation, the seed station, but it's look like a company. Japan, not too much. They have a gap between professors and the extension. And Korea, not really. So definitely give us a lot of room. And I get Kinsan Kim from Seoul National University. We drive whole day, find one nursery. And his business is very good. This guy said he get 30 to 100 times income by growing the seedling instead of growing rice. It's amazing. But anyway, this is probably quickly, I don't have too much time to share with you. Hopefully you take some home information about they work with foreigner and learn the culture, customs, and hopefully good luck for yourself. Yeah.
Thank you. Great presentation. My experience with China is that I've been there a number of times. When we present material, and then we are expecting to get a tour of and some information about their operation, the way they are doing. It seems to me that they are not that open.
It is correct. Especially they are kind of traditionally, they always try to secret a lot of stuff. But the question is China is not open as we did and open those. And what I think, I agree with you. But to me, my face is helped me a lot. I just go there. Nobody knows I'm American. So this is what I think. And also, we have a no language barrier. So we can communicate pretty effectively. So this is what the way they do. They do. Still have this way. But I think it's much, much better. But there's so many plants originally from China, now back, originally from China to US, now they begin to bring back, make big money. This is what they learn. They do lead the stuff. Eventually, they will get better. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.